Oasis Audio presents The Hidden Beast by Christopher Pike. Read for you by Adam Verner. Chapter 1. It was Leah Poole, Bryce Poole's cousin, who brought the gang the treasure map. The fact that Leah was related to Bryce made Adam Freeman and Watch suspicious. Even though Adam and Watch had shared a couple of adventures with Bryce, one on the other side of the secret path, the other when prehistoric dinosaurs invaded Spooksville, the guy simply did not trust Bryce. The fact that he said he wanted to share a treasure with them made them trust him less. Even the girls had their doubts. While fighting the invasion of dinosaurs, Bryce had made a few bad calls that Sally Wilcox had not forgiven. But to Sally's credit, perhaps a credit to her greed, she was the one most interested in the treasure hunt. Cindy Mackey, on the other hand, didn't understand why Leah Poole would go to complete strangers and offer them half of a supposedly fabulous treasure in return for a little help. Cindy liked Bryce, but his cousin was another matter. Yet maybe Cindy's distrust of Leah was partly because Leah was so pretty, with her sandy brown hair and pearl-white teeth, prettier, in fact, than Cindy. At least that was what Sally later said. They were in their favorite donut shop when Bryce walked in and hit them with the idea of the treasure hunt. Leah was outside for the moment, out of sight. Apparently Bryce wanted to soften them up on the idea first, but he hadn't been talking long when they were all over him with questions. "Where did this map come from?" Adam asked. "Where did the treasure come from?" Watch asked. "Where did Leah come from?" Sally asked.